This morning's reading is from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, beginning to read at verse 25. Jesus said, "All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give it to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You heard me say, 'I am going away, and I am coming back to you.' If you loved me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe. I will not speak with you much longer, for the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold on me, but the world must learn that I love the Father and that I do exactly what my Father has commanded me. Come now, let us leave." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Good morning. This last week I've been grappling with the realisation that I'm no longer enjoying sunshine in Australia, but cool in Starbeck. But it is nice to be back. In this passage from the Gospel according to John, Jesus speaks of five things. He speaks of the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, and says two basic things about him. The Holy Spirit will teach us all things. To the end of our lives, we Christians must be learners, for, to the end, it will lead us deeper and deeper into the truth of God. For there is never any excuse in our Christian faith for the shut mind. Any Christian who feels they have nothing more to learn is a Christian who has not even begun to understand what the doctrine of the Holy Spirit means. Also, the Holy Spirit will remind us of what Jesus said and saves us from arrogance and error of thought. It will keep us right in matters of conduct. Nearly all of us will have had this sort of experience in life. We may be tempted to do something wrong and are close to the brink of doing it when back into our minds comes a saying of Jesus, the verse of a psalm, the picture of Jesus or someone we love or admire, or teaching we received when very young. In the moment of danger, these things flash unbidden into our minds. And that is the work of the Holy Spirit. Next, Jesus speaks of his gift, the gift of peace. In the Bible, the word for peace, shalom, never means simply the absence of trouble. It means everything which makes for our highest good. The peace which our world offers us is the peace of escape. The peace which comes from avoidance of trouble and from refusing to face things, which led, of course, to the start of the Second World War. The peace which Jesus offers us is the peace of conquest. No experience of life can ever take it from us, and no sorrow, no danger, no suffering can ever make it less. It is independent of outward circumstances. And thirdly, Jesus speaks of his destination. He is going back to his Father, and he says that if his disciples really loved him, they would be glad that it were so. He was being released from the limitations of our world and being restored to his glory. If we really grasp the truth of the Christian faith, we would always be glad when those whom we love go to be with God. That is not to say that we would not feel the sting of sorrow and the sharpness of loss, but even in our sorrow and our loneliness, we would be glad that after the troubles and trials of earth, those whom we loved have gone to something better. We would never grudge them their rest, but would remember that they had entered not into death, but into blessedness. Fourthly, Jesus speaks of his struggle. The cross was the final battle of Jesus, with the poisons of evil. But he was not afraid of it, for he knew that evil had no ultimate power over him. He went to his death in the certainty, not of defeat, but of conquest. And finally, he speaks of his vindication. At the moment, those watching at the cross saw only his humiliation and his shame, did not then realize that the time would come when they would see in it his obedience to God and his love for humankind. The very things which were the keynotes of Jesus' life found their highest expression in the cross. Today, the 11th of November, we look back at the First World War. Each age and generation has its own way of remembering. In the years after the silencing of the guns at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, complete silence was observed throughout the nation. For two long minutes, there was utter silence as the past took over the present. 100 years later, Remembrance Day is held on a Sunday, and on this special day we should look not only at the past with gratitude, but also towards the future with faith and hope. The tale of God's past providence inspires faith in God for the future. We are to tell of the works of God that generations to come may not only speak of God, our help in ages past, but also believe in God, our hope for years to come. We are to tell the next generation of the fateful days when the whole nation was called to prayer and how God brought us through the days of peril. Tell of God's faithfulness, that future generations may sing his praise. Let memories of the past and hopes of the future strengthen our resolve to obey God, who is the same yesterday and today and forever. Amen.